And now, Light of My Life. Light of My Life. The true-to-life story of men and women living their span of years in Pine City. A typical small Midwestern community. It's early morning in Pine City, and on wonderful K-Pines Radio, the familiar voice of B. Mitchell Belding.
That was the Bachman-Turner Overdrive. This is B. Mitchell Belding on wonderful K-Pines. Bulletin, 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 bulletin. From the K-Pines News Center, the service station in Pine City is blown up. Dr. Duncan was in it. And now, solid gold with Elton John.
What's this? The service station is blown up? Well, the sound of that explosion was heard across town in the Pine City Hospital, where Mrs. Heuser and her newborn baby Howard, with Adam O'Rear and T. Howard Pines Jr., heard the sound, and so they rushed quickly to the service station. There they were greeted
by the service station attendant. Hello, how are you? How are you? How are you? Look at this. The service station has blown up.
But Dr. Duncan was in the service station washing his hands.
That's right. Dr. Duncan had gone there to scrub up when he became locked in the men's room of the service station. For it was he who struck the match that set off the explosion. But now, if little Howard Heuser can stop his whimpering and crying.
Why don't you get little Howard Heuser to shut up, Mrs. Heuser, and let's search for Dr. Duncan.
There is no
the rubble.
Sign of Dr. Duncan, and so they all begin what they fear will be.
Well, look it. Here's a map. Here's one of the maps. We used to give these away. Now we sell them. What's this over here? There's the old cigarette machine that never worked. Hey, look at here. There's the oily rag that I use for washing windshields.
Nothing but rubble.
What's over here?
They fear the worst.
I don't find Dr. Duncan at all.
No sign of Dr. Duncan anywhere beneath the rubble.
Well, here's the calendar with the Art Deco bad taste picture of a girl on it. And here's the tire pressure gauge that I could never find.
Oh.
So they can... What's this?
Oh.
Wait a minute. I think I heard somebody saying,
It's a low moan.
Somebody doing vowel sounds.
Somewhere beneath the rubble.
Oh. O-A-E-I. O-N-U.
There was somebody doing vowel sounds.
That's Dr. Duncan.
And it sounded like Dr. Duncan.
I'm over here.
Quick, over to Dr. Duncan.
Thank heavens, he's alive.
Dr. Duncan, how are you?
I'm not sure, but I'm afraid I'm hanging on by a thread.
Well, I'm not surprised. Dr. Duncan was in the men's room when the explosion leveled the service station. The fact that he survived at all is a miracle in itself. And yet, he has diagnosed that he himself is hanging on by a mere thread. Oh, good heavens, what will happen? Be sure to join us next time when we hear Dr. Duncan say,
I'm afraid the thread is unraveling.